You are listening to The Morning Magazine on KGNU. One aspect that defines Boulder's outdoorsy culture is its wide open spaces and ample parks. Maintaining all that land for public use is a big job, and it's not just up to humans. Weed control at Harlow Platz Community Park in South Boulder is currently in the hands, or hooves rather, of around 20 goats. Last Sunday, the city of Boulder hosted a so-called meet and bleat event for the public to get to meet the goats and learn more about the program. Natural Land Specialist Erica Carlson explains.
We have a herd of goats in the park in the natural areas. They're kept contained in an area that has noxious weeds so that they are helping us to control the noxious weed population. And today we're hosting what we call a meet and bleat, where people come, interact with the goats. We have a baby goat called Barbara wandering around, and then an adult goat that kids were able to milk. Just a chance for the community to interact and ask questions.
And many of the goats are behind an electric fence. Is there a contained effort to be able to move them to different parcels of this large park?
Yeah, that's exactly right. We contain them in an area that has a high population of weeds that we want them to eat. And once they've worked through that to amount we deem sufficient, then we move them on to try and cover different parts of the park.
So weed control, but as they go along, they're also leaving fairly nutritious manure in their wake?
Yep, that's true. Yeah, it acts as a kind of fertilizer for the ground. They also, their little hooves and areas will stomp the ground, a little bit of aeration. And they open up the understory of some of these non-native agricultural grasses that keep native plants from coming in. There's a seed bank in the ground that hopefully, with the opening up, native plants will have a chance to take hold.
And when did this effort begin?
So the city of Boulder has used goats for about 20 years. They've started out at the reservoir. And through the years, we've moved them around to different parks, some different areas that we need help with.
What other large pieces of open space do the goats help to maintain?
They have been at Christensen Park, Tantra Park, Maxwell, Stasio Ball Fields. There's a natural area around there. Those are the main parks that we have them in.
And what's the nature of the partnership with the farm that the goats are from?
Yeah, so this is the first year we've worked with this farm called Homestead Ranch. They supply the goats, all the equipment that they need for the goats, and we give them the land for grazing their goats and help prescribe a program to get the effect that we want on the noxious weeds. It's a great partnership, and it gives them exposure and places to keep their goats in the summer.
And while you're out here, you have a table full of literature about noxious weeds and just other information. What has been the nature of the interactions that you've had today with people as they come by your table?
It's been really positive. A lot of people have come by and they're like, oh yeah, we know about these noxious weeds, and it's great that everyone is in this area seems to be knowledgeable. It's also been really fun to inform people about, you know, these plants that may be really pretty out in the natural areas or in your yard are actually plants that we don't want and they might take over. So it's been a really educational experience and really positive.
Are there any other programs that people should know about that are natural alternatives to the use of chemicals beyond just the use of goats?
Yeah, something else interesting that we use is called biocontrol. So we use a fungus to control Canada thistle. There's weevils that we get for another invasive species called Dalmatian toadflax. So we're trying to use innovative and new methods, as well as mowing and, you know, clipping seed heads to control our invasive weeds.
And what all goes into managing the open spaces here? It seems like a pretty big undertaking that maybe a lot of the folks, even the folks who routinely enjoy the open spaces, might not have a full understanding of what all goes into maintaining them.
Yes, it's a big job. A lot of it is in the planning, so understanding the weeds in the different areas and what we can do with the manpower that we have to control them. A lot of areas that you might see that have a lot of weeds, it's not that we don't know about it, it's just it's not either in our plan at the moment or, you know, we don't have enough time to get there. It is a big job, and a lot of different organizations are working together to make this happen as well. So I'm with Parks and Recreation. Open Space Mountain Parks has a much larger amount of land that they work on, and they have lots of crews out there every day working hard in the summer to keep things as close to a more native state as possible.
The goats are from Loveland-based Homestead Ranch, co-owned by Heather Spiker. How did you get involved with this partnership with the city of Boulder to bring out your goats?
I actually have a friend that used to have this contract, and she was just a little too busy. We've been doing this for about 5 years and was happy to take over that role for this year, and we're contracted out for the next 3 years with City of Boulder, so we're excited. This has been a really good experience for us, and we're happy to, you know, be part of the public and educate.
What are some of the most common questions that you get from members of the public?
The biggest thing is predation, you know, just a concern for their well-being. We do have electric fence, so that helps keep predation out and keeps the goats in.
And when you say predation here, who would be the predators?
We've had an experience already. Local dogs have actually been an issue, as well as coyote and fox. So it's been nice having the electric fence to keep all that out.
So a fox will try to take on a goat?
They don't necessarily try to take it on, but they definitely stalk them.
And today there's going to be a demonstration on how to milk?
Yes, ma'am.
What's been the reaction thus far? They've already gone through like one cycle of milking with the kids. Uh-huh. How are they doing?
They seem to love it. You know, the fact that they can actually touch a real udder and understand where the milk comes from that they drink is kind of a neat experience. So, you know, farm to table, if you will.
I was expecting these goats to be far more vocal. Why are these goats so quiet?
You know, they just do their job, and they're not hungry. They're not lacking anything. They're kind of like a baby. If they're taken care of, they're pretty quiet.
Anything else that you would like to add about the experience today or just the nature of the partnership in general?
I just, you know, overall, just a shout out to City of Boulder. I've just been really grateful to work with them. They've been very helpful and really good in partnership with setting up fence and just whatever needs done. So I'm grateful to have that and just the experience that the community can have. And again, kind of a farm to table experience of, you know, where does your milk come from? Where does your food source come from? And what are the goats good for besides just petting and playing with?
Better if you get behind her.
Most of the goats at the meet and bleat were behind electric fencing, but some others, including a baby named Barbara, mingled with the crowd. This year, kids, the human kids, were able to try their hands at milking the goats. Sarah and Lloyd Thrall brought their daughters, Ellie and Anna, to the event to meet the goats up close. Ellie, you milk the goat?
No.
No. Why not? We tried. It was a little scary.
I did.
You didn't. You did it. But you saw it, right?
We watched. And we petted the baby goat.
What did you think about the baby goat? Was it soft or was it scary?
Soft.
Did you like coming out here to meet the goats today?
Yeah. Were they quiet or noisy?
They were quiet.
Quiet, kind of like it.
Well, anything else that you'd like to add?
It was so cool that they let everybody come. Really great.
They're really cool of the town to do this. What a great thing for us.
Yeah.
It was the first time they've ever seen an animal milked. Yeah. It was really cool.
The goats are chomping noxious weeds at Harlow Platz Park in sections and are expected to finish up by mid-September. You are listening to The Morning Magazine.